The Building for Kids Children's Museum in Appleton by Angela. And Marcy needs to step out because she has a conflict.
So this is Building for Kids Children's Museum in Appleton, Wisconsin. They are looking for $3,000 of funding for personal and artistic fees and services, and a portion broke out to cover costs of remaining operating expenses for 10 artistic art residencies, one a month spread across a fiscal year that include bringing in visual artists, folks from the orchestra, and dancers in their area. What I found really compelling is to, over that time frame, serving about 300 small people, they also were looking to have an impact of about 180 adults, including the SPARK program that is a care partner programming for adults with memory loss. So it really spanned art education from old to young. I didn't see any concerns with this grant historically. They've done really interesting and compelling things in the artist samples from artists they've worked with in the past. It looks like something they would have no trouble doing.
Keith is the second reader on this one.
Sorry. I didn't have any concerns, and I think you brought out pretty much everything that you think to be.
Ellie, any other comments on that one?
I mean, it's a great program. I think what I feel about this is more of an opinion. It just seems like a program that's run by an art museum, that this happens all the time, that they are able to do it. When we were talking about the innovative aspect of the program, I didn't really get that from this.
The budget is well laid out, the evaluation process works really well, like, the children, the youth group that they're targeting works really well, like, there's no single distinct group made up more than 25% of the population, which means that they're going to have a diverse group of students that are coming through. One of the questions that comes up or that we have been looking at is it engaging with the community? I don't see it as engaging with the community. I see it as a thing for the community to do. So in terms of scoring, like, that's one of the things I was looking at, and I didn't get that from. But everything, it's a well-written application.
And I'm trying to remember from my narrative, these artist residencies, this is a totally new, something new that they're
trying out.
They're trying out?
Yes. Okay.
If I'm recalling that correctly.
Yeah. There's going to be 10 artists involved, 150 adults, 300 students is a huge number. It has really great potential.
But maybe lacks, you were saying,
innovation
and community
input in the development.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Any other comments on that one?
Yeah, like, what if they did that at a park
somewhere in the in someone's community, and, like, invite someone to have to host the artist. So that instead of the artist going to the art museum, you know, with all the students, what if that artist is held at a local community center? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But
knowing that area too, with the Children's Museum, and the, that's okay to speak of.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Trout Art Museum is right across the street. The Appleton area is like, does a lot with the arts. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence University being right there, I see not all of these, just from knowing this, I imagine they might not all take place in the art classroom of the Children's Museum.
That's helpful.
Yeah. From my
yeah, that helps. Yes.